Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to the Consistently Rolling Show. I am your girl, Consistence.
Sister, yo, this me and Lil. What's up, peoples? What's up? What we got going on tonight?
Guys, we promised that we would be here at 8 o'clock, and we are here in the building. And Lil, what we talking about today?
Oh, we got well, first, I need to make an announcement on the special guest. Right now is unable to be with us. There's some personal matters he need to take care of, but he will be with us next week. And
a different one next week, though, I thought.
Yeah, well, we have to schedule. We'll let you guys know. We have two guests now coming on. Very interesting topics on what was that you actually talking on today?
One was about astrology and how it correlates with the Bible.
Yes, astrology and how it correlates with the Bible.
We would love to get that guest on to close out Black History, but we'll do it next week.
Black History Month. That's what we're going to do. You know, we're going to do the extension. But yes, so that's what we have here. And tonight, I guess since our guest tonight show, we're going to kind of roll a thing on twins. It is called the... How do you pronounce it?
Doppelganger.
Doppelganger effect. And if you guys don't know what the doppelganger effect is, it's something like this with twins. You ever walk down the street and meet your twin? No relation to them, no family relation, but you two look alike. We're going to talk a little bit about that. Credits go to Woodward TV, Jay Woodward. Big ups to you, my brother. And yeah, I'm going to hit you up on some things too. What else we got here? We have the... I don't really like going into the politics, but we can talk a little bit about the war that's going on right now, and what both our personal opinions about it. Me, I personally think it's another distraction, like COVID and everything else that came along that way and shut us down. I mean, what's next after the war? Martial law, you know. We can talk a little bit about that. What's going on with the internet? You know, with Facebook going to the Meta. You know, we talk a little bit about that, the metaverse. If you guys don't know what that is, if you haven't heard about it, when you log into your Facebook or Instagram, at the bottom of your screen, you see the word Meta. That is this new virtual type thing that that the powers to be that is running these medias and these apps are going to, you know, kind of ease us into the future with. And so that's my assistant in the background. Sorry, she's running around doing paperwork, getting things ready. Thank you very much. and everything. So, yeah.
Maybe we'll have her on a little bit later too, because I wouldn't
mind. I would love to have her on parenting and you know, maybe a little bit about religion, because she knows a lot, or someone knows about the religion on the Mennonite or Amish side. She's familiar with that. And I would like to know that one with her a little bit more. Their ways, their beliefs and everything stuff. So, you know, we have her on maybe next week. You know, stuff like that. I have to negotiate, you know, something outside the means of the relationship. I don't know, for all you guys sitting there, please leave a comment. But how do you negotiate with your significant others outside of what you normally do? Like, I can't buy her roses to convince her to come on, because I should buy her roses anyway. Or I can't take her on a luxurious trip because, well,
you should be doing that anyway.
Right, so what can I do to my significant other to convince her to come on the show? It's like an even trade. I do something for her, she come on the show and talk about what we'd like to talk about. And I ran into a stomach ground. So guys or girls, whoever, hit us up, leave a message. There's a link below. Let me know, what can I do to convince my lovely girlfriend to come on the show to talk about certain topics I like to talk about? And let me know, because I have no idea. I mean, I can say bake a cake, but birthday come around, because you bake a cake anyway. Well, go buy one. I don't know. I mean, I can't take out to the bar, because again, these are things I know we should do. So I know. And you're looking at me like,
let's get started.
You BFFs, you should be texting me right now, like, boy,
no,
you should be
no,
going.
No, no,
but
no.
You know what? I know you. I know where it's going. You know what? And I'm gonna say this before we start. I ain't hungry. Anyway, go. So
Anyway,
you don't have to speak. We have evolved to the next level, okay? Next level, okay?
My hands are clean. Anyway, let's get started. So, And Lil asked me to watch Mr. Woodward talk about the Doppler gang. In case you guys didn't hear or don't know what the Doppler gang is, it is about people in this world who have a twin. If you've ever talked to anyone who's never met you, first time meeting you, the first thing they say is, "Hey, do you know, are you related to, you look just like," and every so often, a person is able to actually meet their twin. He was explaining that some people have, he was saying something about there's like dating apps. It's not really a dating app, but it's a dating app for you to find your twin. And some people actually go out and hang out with their twins. Some people have like the celebrity lookalikes that would be considered the Doppler gang twin. So he was talking about different things, and that was kind of interesting. What did you find interesting about it?
I find interesting about it that it evolves also when it stars. You ever see things like Ellen DeGeneres, Nicolas Cage, where they have twins from way back in the times, like Western days, and even further back? That it, you know, does that play into the Doppler gang effect?
They're I don't twin. Know, because then one would say that would be them reincarnated, because there is a picture out here in this world that is Ellen DeGeneres all day long. But this particular person is definitely a man. You know what I'm saying? But then it would be, well, is that her reincarnated years before? Or is it her Doppler twin? Or is it someone that was related to her? Because it could actually be somebody from her history and her past.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I believe that too. Maybe, you know, 4 or 5 generations ago, I had a great, 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 great grandfather who probably looked exactly just like me, or cousin or relative back in the days. And here I am. If they took a picture then, and I took a picture now, like, oh my God, it looks just like you, you know, and everything. But I find that very interesting. And folks, if you have a seen or ever met or someone told that, I just saw somebody that looks like that. I had that done to me in Baltimore a lot. Somebody was telling me that there's a guy going around who looks exactly just like me. Walk like me, talk like me. I never found him. I never seen him. But everybody in my area was telling me all the time, there's a guy walking around looking just like you. I just saw him the other day. I thought it was you. I'm like, nope, wasn't me. You know, and he knew it wasn't me because of the way he dressed. He dressed differently, but he looked complete. And I never, ever found him or seen him. And in fact, any of my friends on Facebook, if you guys know what I'm talking about, if you ever see him again, you know, hit me up. Y'all got my Facebook, you know. Very, very, very interesting on that.
Yeah, that was interesting, because, like I said, it's never not one moment that somebody you meet will exactly be like, "Hey, do you know you remind me of." It's always like that. It's never, you know what I'm saying? It's like, are you related to? No, I'm not. Don't even. And this happened to me here, and you know, I'm not even from where I'm in the state of Michigan, so it's like, I'm not from this state. I'm not related to nobody here, you know? So it's just funny.
Exactly. It's really funny. Again, we give out props up to Woodworth TV. You guys should subscribe to him on YouTube. Very good watch. He's a very good educator. Very good in his formats. And I just been following him for years. I really like him and stuff like that. So, yeah. So what's we want to top on today here?
Let's first say this. We want to send our condolences out to those that have lost people throughout this whatever war that we are going through. While we feel that it is unnecessary for whatever reason that we choose to go to war, we want to, again, send our condolences out to those people who are losing their lives and their family members' lives. Someone was just telling me today that they saw on the news that the jet just put a bomb down on a house, and you can hear the baby crying. And it's like, well, it's lives there. Why are we going through this?
Yeah, it takes me back. It takes me back to my saying when you and I talk off air personally, and I mentioned the word humans and intelligence. It is, to me, this is not intelligent. This is not knowledge. This is not wisdom. We are prone to kill each other like that. We're prone to just kill each other. And I'm going to say most times for nothing. This war, to me, is for nothing. We got much landmass. You can get land anywhere. Why are we fighting? it's the politics. It's the struggle for power.
But is it political though? Because listen,
it could be.
Because listen, check this out. You know that this is a show that has a broader perspective of things.
Yes. Okay? Yes. Yes. We go on left field. Yes.
While people who are into the Bible would actually legitimately say these are the signs of times. This has been predicted in the Bible. War,
right.
Famine, this, that, different types of diseases, uncurable. And absolutely, we are going through those things. If you actually are paying attention, we are going through those things right now. And you can absolutely say, man, this is what the Bible was talking about.
Okay.
But then I go into the beginning of the Bible. Mm-hmm. And I see that God called wars in the beginning. He got mad at things and demolished lands. Like,
yes.
What is this for? Like, you get what I'm saying? Because you can say, again, like I said, from the Bible standpoint, you can say, okay, if you look at it from this perspective, like when Iraq and Iran was going through things, you would say, this is a family history. This is a family fight, according to how the Bible is. But then you can also say, well, before that, you know, Israelites were fighting for God. People like, we not understanding that Israelites were allegedly fighting for God. David went to war for certain things that he felt like was in the name of God's honor. So, like, why are we really going through these wars? Like, why are we choosing? When the Bible legitimately says one of the rules or commandments that God says is thou shalt not kill, and we're doing it all the time.
How about this? Okay, so the times we're living in now, people of the Bible are saying, you know, yes, like you said, this is the end time. This is what's in the scripture, so forth, so forth. So let's go back a few years, okay? How about the time during the Great Depression or the time of the Great Holocaust? Were the people saying the exact same thing then, what they're saying now? Maybe then,
I believe so, because to me, so, history repeats itself. And for me, I would say that at that time that they were writing that, there was something that they was predicting that was happening in their near future.
Mm-hmm. So, again, the Holocaust and World War II and everything, you know, barely over 100 years ago, okay? And at that time, during the Great Depression, my grandmother was a child during the Great Depression. She told us stories about the Great Depression, how she would work in the fields and they would take out potatoes out of the ground, kind of eat them raw because they couldn't go to the market. There was no food. It was starvation. People were like literally starving to death on the streets. It was a hard time. And I remember my grandma said that was the worst thing she's ever spent in life. She was waiting for Jesus to come walking down the street. So they were conversing to the Bible at that time, the way we are now conversing the Bible during these times. These times compared to this and now, these times are not that bad compared to then. Because during that time, there was no media aids and helps and hospital technology, shelters and storage bins and survival gears and camp. This is nothing compared to what they went through. So when it comes to trying to match up the times with the Bible, it doesn't happen in our short little span between my mother, my grandmother, and my great-grandmother. That happened. So that's three times already that we have seen something that comes from the Bible. But when is that time going to be that time? When is the end time? Because it wasn't the end time.
But then I'll go to say that, well, according to the Bible, no one knows that. You know what I'm saying? Not even Jesus himself. The only person who knows that is God the Father. But all I'm saying is at this point, we are in World War III. Mm-hmm.
I do agree that
if people that are really paying attention, we have no food on the shelves, barely any food on these shelves. You know what I'm saying? And we're fighting coronavirus. It's a different variant every week. You can't keep up. So if you are a person who is a biblical background and you go strictly by the Bible, you would absolutely say, hey, these are the end of times. It is this, this, and this. It's only like this and this left to do before Jesus comes. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. We had a conversation today about how it meets up, which I'm not going to get into that right now. But of course, how it meets up and how it links up, there definitely is something happening.
Oh, but no doubt about that.
Is it what we think it is? You get what I'm saying? Like, is it what we think it is?
You know,
but we'll touch that more next week because that is, that's pretty good.
Adolf Hitler, before he disappeared, he told one of his generals, during as we were conquering and taking over, as we were winning the war, and he knew he was losing. He told his general that I am going to start World War III even after I'm long gone and dead. And the general says, Safir, how would you start World War III? After that, he said, because when the world finds out what America has done, World War III will start. And I've dug deep in trying to figure out what has America done, which, by the way, is the greatest country in the world. But what has America has done that would have hit to say that, quote unquote, on his deathbed, almost his last words. And When we, because I'm following this whole war thing, and when we see things like, Russia saying, stay out of this, you know, mind your business. We got this over here. We're going to do what we're going to do, but stay out of this, you know.
But then we got a president that wants to stick his nose in it all.
Yeah, I know. And this is what's going to get us, what's get it. But I just want to know what the big secret. What do we have that the world, you know, is holding against us? You know, I could speculate, but they got something to hold against us. If you ever talk to people outside the country, they always say they don't like Americans. They don't like America. Why? What do we do? I'm just saying.
I know one thing that we do. They give us the illusion that we are free and we're not. And we think like all these other countries of what we know of, not what they talk, not what we know firsthand, but the things that we tell us is like that they're so bad and they're not free. Yeah. We have the illusion of freedom. We're not free. That's all. That's the only difference.
We're living in a corporation is what this is. This is a corporation. America is a corporation. That's what it is. So we all need social security cards and driver's license. You can't do anything without a social security card and driver's license. Yeah. Nothing. You know, unless you're part of the elite. None of us are. No, none of us are. But yeah, I just find that very, interesting, you know, that talk. Yeah, we're going to talk about some things next week, too, about, God, is God real? We did touch on that and everything, which is very interesting. It's supposed to be the topic tonight. Is God real? You know, and like you just quoted some stuff off the Bible when some people did something for in the name of God. And I had to ask, not saying they didn't do it for a God. My question would be, what God they did it for, because there were many, many gods.
Now, and you were talking about that, right?
Yes.
A little bit. And while a lot of things, like I told you, I'm trying to get my own understanding, not really understanding, because it's different.
Right.
I feel like, just like you said, you talk to God all the time, but you feel like he doesn't. I feel like somebody talks back to us, whether it's the guardian angel.
I agree. The angels
talks back to us.
Me and you
talk about pretty much a lot of different things. Mm-hmm. And I can recall telling you things like, man, I was complaining and this, that, and the third, and I had to think about it. And it's like, why am I? That's a thought that something or someone gave me, and that I feel like was God. Like, wait a minute, check this out. You know what I'm saying? So
exactly.
I don't know.
But when the people ask me, you know, do I believe in God? I said, my answer is yes, always yes, regardless of, you know, where I don't go into the whole thing with Jesus and the whole thing with any other the or even so much as even going to the Bible too much. I try to stay away from those things. But when you if you ask me, am I an atheist? No, I do pray. I pray every day. I pray for my kids. I pray for my family. If someone's sick, no, God bless you. I do. But when I say God, I'm speaking of the God of everything, the God of the universe, the God is with me. So no, I do not go to church, and I don't believe in churches. Neither did Jesus believe in churches. Jesus believed in giving his servants outside the church. In fact, Jesus didn't want nobody to go to church, you know, but here we are. I will send you the stuff. And some of it didn't, I'm not going to talk to you. actually you're paying me. Anyway. But Jesus. Did Jesus wanted us to go to church?
Who said that?
You mean who says that? Where
did you get that from?
Off the webpage, the Bible.
Jesus said don't go to church.
Right. Where she said who we get it from? Yeah. So I thought it was in the Bible.
Jesus said don't go to church.
He did not want us to go to church. He believed that we should pray. When he held all his servants, he was outside. This way he went.
Okay. Now, I do know that Jesus did a lot of teaching, because I wouldn't call him a preacher outside at all.
Right.
Jesus did a lot of teaching outside of church. He went to where the people were. That is right. That is somewhat right. Of a missionary, okay?
Yeah.
That is a mission. But for to say that Jesus said, don't go to church, I don't think that's in the Bible.
Yeah. I'll find it for you and I will send it to you.
I do believe that he went to church and they were doing things that they weren't supposed to do in his father's house, is what he was talking about.
Where that came from? At the Bible? Mm-hmm. That was in the Bible too?
He got upset because they were doing gambling and selling things in the church. And he tossed the tables. You know what I'm saying? They weren't doing correct things
in
his father's house. Because honestly, like me and you discussed, church is somewhat of a hospital for a spiritual soul.
Uh-huh.
You get what I'm saying? Once you get healed and once you get together, maybe you don't need to go every week, you know?
Right.
Maybe
you
can go somewhere else and be of service like Jesus did outside of church. But I don't think he said don't go to church.
Right.
That, and if anybody wants to weigh in on that, you
Yeah, Kayla's just weighing in on right now. We as believers, Kayla's on right now. She said that we as believers, we are the church, which I agree because God is the church. Exactly.
Okay.
But I remember reading the scripture where Jesus did not want us to be a church. He wanted us to get the teachings outside the church. And I can't remember what it was, but I know I've read it.
Yeah,
I'm like,
you gotta realize this part though that you not understand it, because at one point in time each and every one of us including you have been to church, so you gotta look at it like you have to look at it. You do definitely have to look at it like, okay, look at it like this: church is a school.
Mm-hmm.
We gotta learn the basics, and once you learn the basics, then we can move on to different and other things. Like, you know what I'm saying? If I didn't, like me when we first started this, if I didn't have that basic, I wouldn't be able to go outside the spectrum and be like, oh, okay, you know. So you got to get that base first.
That is true. Because all this means where who I am. Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead. You're fine.
Where I got now, I started off in church. My mom was Christian. I was born and raised in a Christian family, and excuse me for a minute. My secretary. Exodus 28:10. That was why the Lord has blessed the Sabbath day and made the holy. Here we go. Commandment doesn't say anything about going to church. It's simply set aside one day of the week for the day of the, so it's like the Sabbath day of rest. Okay.
Right. We know about that, but that was something that God made holy.
Okay. Right. Right. Exactly. Thank you. But anyway, yes. So my thing is that when it comes to God, I do pray. I do believe that, you know, there's a lot more to our soul and our spirit than what we know or be allowed to know. So Because I asked, what was that other thing I meant to talk to you about today? Still with me?
No, I'm here.
Oh, there you go. So yeah. So that's another topic. What else we want to talk about? It was something else I want to talk about. Moonfall. I didn't see it.
No, I didn't see it yet.
Well, screw Moonfall then. Okay, we'll come back to Moonfall later. Although you know, there's some other movies I want to see that's supposed to be coming out and everything. But next week we want try to get, you know, one or two of our guests on here. I have a guest who does not believe in pretty much anything. I question. Do we believe
in
death?
We'll scare them off, you guys.
Do we believe in death? So, and I asked the question, were we dead before we were born? Before we are born, are we a self-aware conscious being?
Well, what do you believe?
I would like to believe that me being here, I'm an extension from somewhere else. Yes, I believe that I was a conscious, or maybe I existed, but I was not self-aware until I was brought here. Maybe.
Okay.
Once I came here and was birthed here, I became self-aware because we're in these bodies and I am aware of my surroundings and you, everything, all of. And then once I die, I no longer self-aware, but I kind of contradict myself because with all the knowledge that we all gain by living this experience, where does all that knowledge go? Does it go back to non-existence? Does it just stop existing? Does it go to the Akashic Records? You know, and I want to get on a one-on-one conversation with him about that, because we went on into it briefly today, and
I know you're watching, so I'm going to let you know where my perspective is, so that when you get on here, you won't feel intimidated. Because it's not like that. We are open to everything. So originally, before I got on this journey, it wasn't a thought, to be honest. It never was a thought for me,
right,
of if we existed before. But I always knew, again, from my background, that after we go on, as we would call it, we would just sleep. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that was according to how I was taught and raised in the Bible. Says that, or in the Bible, it says that the dead know nothing. So to me, how I was raised, I didn't think of anything before we exist. The only thing that I knew about it was I knew you before you knew you existed.
Mm-hmm.
Man, you had this conversation later on,
yeah.
And it was, well, I didn't know or realize I even existed this earth till I was about 5 years old. I may got a couple of things before that, but
yeah.
Now I am more so on the, I had to be something, because the way that even the Bible says of things, we were all a part of everything. So we've all been a part. It's a revolving cycle.
Yeah. I do believe that. I do believe that we were all a part of something. And I went through this with you earlier before. I believe in the beginning, when the universe was created by God, I believe God spoke, but it wasn't like a literal word. It was more of a frequency. Because I look at it from a scientific side. You know, everything is vibrating. Everything's energy, frequency, and vibration. These three things, energy, frequency, and vibration, makes up everything we ever know and do. It's communications, eating food, whatever. It all involves those three keys, energy, free, and if you were to study those three keys, energy, frequencies, and vibrations, you can. This is what these scientists are doing. This is what the Vatican is doing. So,
and that's cool.
Yeah.
For us, for those that are blind, you know, well,
yeah,
I wouldn't say blind,
yeah,
but for those who aren't going into it in that aspect, you look at it like God is, so that's why I am. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's just not a question.
There's nothing wrong with that, too. There's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with anybody who believe or don't believe in God. No, nothing wrong with the person. Nothing wrong, because in the end, That's their free will. That's their choice. It was given to us to make decisions. And whether we agree with it or not, we were given that ability to make a choice. If God did not want us to make these choices and only believe in God, then God would have deleted that program out of us. We wouldn't have that choice. We would just believe, you know, without that. And I mean, everybody equally across the spectrum.
I mean, we got to know that something exists because it's embedded in us. Think about it. I don't care who you are. You have to be like, I have some kind of purpose here. It's like, it's just in you. So because it's in you, you may not believe in a particular person or thing, but if you even believe in yourself, you know that something exists outside of you.
Yes. Yeah. I feel like my purpose in life is to discover the things that I normally would not think that exists. And to discover it, and as well as myself, to be a better person than I was yesterday, because meaning that I will learn something new. I won't just settle for what I know, but I will just always keep pushing forward. So I question everything, and this is why I keep pushing forward, because I know that life is a lot bigger, as big as the universe itself. The universe is humongous, you know. So and I think that, you know, why I'm here on this very short time period I'm on earth, I will keep going forward, keep pushing forward, and keep discovering and questioning. Let's see here. Bible does say there is a war. There is a way that seems right, but in the end leads to the destruction. Okay. Yeah, that was Kayla again. Can you see her comments?
Kayla.
I'm sorry, Kayla.
Thank you for joining. It's okay.
Yeah, thank you for joining. I'm sorry for mispronouncing your name. You know, I don't want to be the bad guy here. Well,
I'm in the bad guy.
That's right. Follow the humans, you know. But yeah, so
I get that.
Yeah,
I say that to say we think things that make us comfortable, but that doesn't make it truth. That's exactly right, and that's why we have this podcast right now, because so much information. And we, yes, as a people, like, one thing for sure that we do know, it says that when one or more are gathered, that's where he is in the midst. Personally, for me, I feel like that is the spirit. And that's how we get our information. We feed off of each other. You may have more information than I do. And then also vice versa. And then bringing it together, it brings into a perspective. Because what does the Bible say? Due to the lack of knowledge, my people will perish. And if we all teaching each other, that information keeps going on generations after generations. So
yeah, exactly. You know what else keeps a lot of people for doing this and speaking out like this is fear of ridicule and anger. Because my friend, the guest is going to be on soon, he said to me, I love to come out and speak. He loved to speak like this, but he give his opinion, like we all give our opinion and weigh on it. He said, but don't kill me for it. Don't kill me for my opinion. So when he said that, I'm looking, I'm like, okay, so if we can get a table and say, okay, you say, I believe in God and Jesus is his son, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no, I don't believe that. And we talk about it. Mm-hmm. But you don't say, how dare you say that? You know what? I bet y'all just kill you, you know?
But and I used to be like that with you. So it does require an open mind. You know what I'm saying? Because even though I may believe in God and Jesus being his son or whatever the case may be, that doesn't deny the fact that you may have information that I may learn from you. So that's the difference.
Okay. That's how I told him. I said, this is the type of person, for all my listeners, this is how the type of person I am. I would bring something to the table that is my personal truth, personal truth. That doesn't mean it's the objective truth. It's the personal truth. That means I can be wrong. Okay. So when I bring something to the table, this is why me and you get along so well. I bring something to the table and I put it out there. I'm expecting somebody to say, well, okay, I see your point, but you're not quite right. Or no, you're wrong. This is what I get. Because if I come to the table and present something, you correct it or put more to it, I walk away from the table with something. I don't walk away as a loser. I gained more walking away from the table than I did when I came to the table, you know, because I come to you, I come to her, I come to everybody. We get up, I'm like, you know, God is just an energy. You say, well, no, well, blah, 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 blah. Then this way, go, no, blah, blah, blah. And we put it together and go, wow, I got something more now. And I can walk away and I can teach somebody else and go through the process again. But if I come to you and say, I don't believe in God, you're like, well, yeah, you know, that's your opinion, and you kind of blow it off, then I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to have
this. Those people who don't want to get
in. Yeah, I know.
They don't want to get into that type of debate or anything. Right. But no, there is no judgment here. And that's the thing about right. it. There I is want- absolutely. Because there's, like I said, there is so much information and we have this much brain. And since we want to go there, we got so much DNA that's not even being, we don't even know what it's for. You get what I'm saying? So to not know what the right. So to not know what the DNA is for, who am I to say that your information is, you get what I'm saying? I can't.
Right.
These conversations are healthy, Keela. It is needed because we got these small-minded people. And not saying it like that, I'm saying it like this. When slavery or when people in slavery was presented Jesus and God, you got to think about it. At that time, they needed a savior or someone to hope for. You get what I'm saying? They needed someone to bring them out of that situation. And right. not saying that it is not helpful for those who believe in it the way that they believe in it now. But my kids are growing up. You get what I'm saying? Who knows? I don't know what the future is. To me, I see it getting worse. It may be different from them. And the kids that are growing up now have a different perspective on things. And if we can't meet them where they're at, think about it. When we were growing up, we got shut down for the things that of our opinion. Kids were to be seen and not heard. But if you actually sit and listen to them now, they're very intelligent. Right. Yes. And it's like, where are you getting this information from? So we definitely need to open up not just our minds, but our hearts as well.
Yeah, definitely, definitely, definitely. And I also want to get on a topic with do you believe in aliens? So, Keela, do you believe in aliens? Put your comment in. You tell us about aliens and what is your side on and we didn't have her on the show one time, you know, because she seems very we need some more faces up here and everything, you know.
The link is here if you want to join.
Yes, definitely. And tell me, do we believe in aliens? Because I have my say, you know, so when I was a young man, me and the gentleman is going to be on the show, witnessed what we call a UFO sitting in Baltimore City in the back alley. And we saw an aircraft or craft do something that we were not too familiar with at the time on, they can do aviation. You know, we weren't very educated on aviation. But as time going, I got to learn about the alien thing. Same way about religion, I had questions about the whole alien theory. Do they exist and everything like that? You know, and it begs the question. You know, you would think that a race of beings that would traverse through the universe, millions and millions of light years across, and come here just to hide from us. You know, instead of just landing in the middle of the street and go, "Hey, we here." You know,
question is this, right? The question is not, do we believe in aliens? Because we know that there's something out there. Everybody does.
Yeah, we all
feel like they gray men or whatever the case may be. The question is, why are we not privy to be in commune with them?
Exactly.
That's the question.
That's the question. That's the billion-dollar question. Why
a lot of people would say that it has to do with sin. And it's like, okay.
What is sin? I can't think of only. I can think of things we can get from them, which is knowledge, because they know more. Keela asks, how did she join? Hit the link there, and you'll be able to join. But yeah, I think we would gain knowledge from them. All right, baby. We gain knowledge from them, but unless.
But what kind of knowledge? Because let's be honest. Okay.
We can say some knowledge. Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Go
ahead. They say right. Let's just start with the Bible. They say that the devil was there in the beginning, right? He was there in the very beginning.
Okay.
And he can use even the Bible because he knows it backwards and forwards. He can use that even to manipulate us, all right?
Right.
So if we're talking about what kind of knowledge, I mean, when we say they can give us knowledge, what kind of knowledge? What are, you know, like exactly what are we missing? Like, why, the question would be, why are we here? You know, like, we're told that we were created to replenish what was misplaced or fell out of heaven. Well, God could have made that 10 times over, and yet we're still here.
At the twinkle of his eye, right? Again, what God? I asked that question. What God are they talking about? Because the God that you and I are referencing to could do it, it's done. It's one of you take a snap. It would just be done. Whatever the Alpha, the Omega deems fit for us, it would just, you won't even know it's been done. You won't even have knowledge.
Somebody sent something to me that said, Earth is a soul's prison in a physical form.
Okay, I heard that before, that falls right around the realms of the Anunnaki, because yes, it is written that and written in detail on how they develop humans through a laboratory and years of development, and we weren't developing laboratory. We're the descendants of the ones who were developed in the laboratory. Let's get that correct. The humans are descended. The humans today are descendants of the humans that were developed in the laboratory by the Anunnaki. So the humans that were developed in the laboratory were much taller, way taller, because the Anunnaki are tall beings. Okay? So now where did they get, and how did they house the soul into these bodies? Well, that's another question, because it's almost both the realm of when we make these bodies and put AI in them, you know, when AI comes self-aware, then AI will have the same questions I have as I'm sitting here right now. Where did the soul come from? How did I came to be with this knowledge and will? And who will AI's God would be? Elon Musk? You know, Jeff Bezos? It's just a lot of questions. You taking a break?
No, I'm sending her the link. I'm sorry. Sending her the link. I sent you the link. But yeah, like, that is a good
thing. So there's this thing. So I believe, here's my thing. If I was an alien, of an alien race, and I'm flying across the universe, and I look down at this planet, and I observe the observance on said planet, my first comment to my comrades would be, well, there's no intelligent life down there. Let's go. Let's keep on going. I would not stop and waste my time here unless I want the resources. And if I want the resources, everything that's on that planet will be wiped out. Someone wanted to have the hassle because you're animals. Because we as humans,
somebody saw something in us. Because let's be really honest. There is so many different stories to the what is it? Not the revolution, but the evolution of humans.
Yeah. His name was Inky. Inky loved the humans. Inky's loved the humans. He educated the humans on jewelry, clothing.
I would beg to differ and say that was Jesus.
It could be. And Lil was Satan or Set or Ogo, or whatever you want to call it. Because.
But then in my Bible, it would say that the devil wasn't even a part of that. What made him jealous was the fact that Jesus and God was having these conversations that, and he wasn't even involved in it. But for me, it's like, why would I have any kind of, how can I put this? Why would I have, that's like my boss having a managerial meeting and I'm not a manager.
Right, right. But see, that's the thing though. The difference between us and them being spiritual beings. I would not think. See, we have a habit of putting human emotions on things that is not humans, like humans with dogs. You have humans talking to dogs as if they're going to go, oh, okay, I won't pee on the floor no more. They don't have no human emotion. They don't. The smartest chip on this planet that can sign language two languages, can put square blocks in square holes and open up an umbrella if it rains, cannot write a checkbook or drive a car. That chimp goes in the cage at nighttime when we go to bed. We have a bad habit of putting human emotions on things that's not supposed to have human emotions.
If you wanna go into the way of how we were to come to be, you would say that these animals could possibly have human intelligence because we came from an animal.
Because there's a 1%.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, there's a 1% difference between us and chimps. There's a 1% difference between us and the average chimp. 1% difference in that DNA, right? But that 1% accounts for us building a car and driving it. And a chimp only knows how to open a banana and throw his own feces. That's the difference between that 1% difference. And right on the evolution talk, when we get here, it's still, we are at the level where we can, we have to determine what is what. Like, the truth is so unbelievable that you have no choice but to believe in a lie. Okay? So when these gods.
The problem is there is so many lies. Like, even when we went to the God.
Exactly.
I don't know if you guys saw this one, but even when we went into or tried to get into Devil and Lucifer, you know what I'm saying? Like,
Right. Exactly. It's the devil and Lucifer, the same person, same deities. It's Satan and the devil is the same thing. Because keep in mind that the devil or Satan had many names throughout different parts of human generation. He was once called by the Dogon tribe. They called him Ogo. They called him Ogo. Set was called by, they called him Set by the Egyptians, called Satan or the devil, Set. You know, and then the different, so, and then go further back, we got Enki and Enlil, you know, two brothers. These two brothers are very powerful. They left and they came back. One saved the humans, one wanted to literally wipe out the humans, wipe them all off the planet. They got into a battle over us, and Enlil fell to earth. He shot him down. He had a big fight. In the story, go to, what's other person's name? Billy Carson told a story where these two brothers got into a fight, a big battle, Enki and Enlil, in front of everybody, the world watching two battle because
that would be the war in heaven. Okay.
Yes. And what he did to his brother was unspeakable. After he beat him up, I don't want to say what he did to his brother, but he did something that would take his pride away, then imprisoned him and sent him to Mars. Where he was imprisoned.
Okay, so I've heard that story and all of that stuff. And yeah, there is an imprint of his face right there on Mars, that thing that we see.
Because so when it sent him, it sent everybody who followed him to that planet. They sent him all there. This is why when you look at the rover pictures at NASA, and millions of pictures come from the rover off the planet of Mars. It comes down, and we have the opportunity to peep at these pictures. And you see statues, monuments, forests, running water, but NASA tell you that there's no life there. Well, it never was like that. But if you look at Mars, that planet has a deep cut in it that was only done by a weapon, not by a meteor or natural causes. Not like that. But the truth is so unbelievable, you know? You have to believe the lie.
I mean, that's just like the Bible will tell us that the sons of God went into the women of men. But then we'll say, oh, that was the fallen angels. But no, that wasn't angels at all. Like, what do you mean? It's clearly in the Bible where God said that the sons of God was praising when he was making earth or whatever the case may be. And the angels were singing. That's two different things. And then he also says, like, I never called no angel my children. But then
right.
They say that Jesus is the only son of God, and that's not the case because he imprisoned his own children.
Exactly.
And then, you know what I'm saying? But then we don't believe these things. Like, let's just be honest. We don't believe these things, but then we have things like Zeus, who slept with plenty of human women. And we know one of his children were Hercules. That he was a god.
Yeah.
And he also got wiped off his throne. So are we saying, like, come on, these stories didn't just come up from nowhere. They mean something. But then again, like, the thing about it is this information is becoming misplaced. That's where we get misinformation from. Yeah. We got to think about it. Wow, the Bible only tells us so much information in this one little book, and it's chopped down and it's cut and sliced and diced and pulled and put in. So it's a mixture of a bunch of different stories, let's be honest. But we got, according to the Bible, they think that it's actually thousands of years, maybe 10, maybe a little bit more. No. But according to scientific facts, which I feel like scientists aren't anything but the evidence catching up to what God has already done. That's my personal belief. Because eventually a scientist has to catch up to what was already done. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. So according to scientists, this earth has been around for over 4 million years. So you're talking about 4 million years worth of information. And we have this one Bible that we're just going to go by that has been sliced, diced, has been transcribed several times, several many different ways, translated and everything else. And they are telling stories. They are absolutely telling some stories, but that this could come from 3 million years ago. This could be from 10. Like it's just everywhere. Because well,
dinosaurs existed 65 million years ago when they were wiped off the planet. 65 million years ago. The Bible's 200,000 years old. Like 200,000.
The Bible's not 200,000 years old.
Yeah. And what happened between 65 million years and 200,000 years, what happened between all that time? Was it just nothing? But I believe that there's a lot more to this. It's a lot more to this. I think we're all on the right path.
And the ones who hold the king. So it says that the Bible itself is over, they trying to say 34,000 years. Like, there's no way. Because from Adam, years? Right. That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm saying people really believe, I'm telling you, people really believe that we've only been on this planet a little bit over maybe 10,000 years. And I'm trying to explain to certain people, like, there is absolutely no way.
Wow.
You mean to tell me that the day Adam was birthed or was created, you mean to tell me that same day he sinned? Like, that doesn't even make any sense to me. It was 900 and something years before the man died.
Right, exactly. 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 And they all of them lived for a very long time. Moses lived for hundreds of years. All of them lived, and they were very tall individuals. All of them were very tall, 6 feet, 7 feet, 8 feet tall. I mean, very tall individuals. So it tells me that they are someone from a whole different genetic pool other than us. We're small. We're very small people, all of us. You know, it's very rare to see a tall human, Shaq or, you know, any basketball players. Know their height and everything, but yeah, it's it's interesting, and more interesting times are coming. How much more time we have?
Hey,
there we go.
For us.
I was just about to pull you up.
I can't hear you.
The audio.
Hey y'all, how y'all doing?
Okay, there you go.
Doing good.
I'm
all right.
In a conversation.
No, that's okay.
So I was gonna say about aliens. I used to watch all the X-File documentaries and all of that. So I do believe that there is a type of alien, because the alien just means something foreign.
Yeah, I do
believe it is something foreign out there besides us, but I believe that it's more of a demonic spirit.
Okay.
And you can understand what he's saying about the very tall people.
Yes.
Or alien figures or whatever it is, because there's a pastor by the name of Stephen Darby, and he did a sermon on CERN. You familiar with CERN?
CERN, yep.
They're playing with a lot of spiritual stuff.
Yes, they are.
Outer space, underground, all of this stuff, and they're opening up portals and things of that sort. And what he referenced was Genesis, and he referenced when God flooded the earth, you know, Noah's Ark and all of that stuff. And I'm not sure how true it is, because I do need to do maybe a little more, you know, study on that subject. But it made sense of what he was saying, that these beings, which were called the Nephilim spirits, they were really tall.
Yes, they were.
The Nephilim, they made it with humans.
Mm-hmm.
And created this type of species that I think is what really aliens really are.
So the Nephilims are considered the giants, right? They are the creation of the sons of God and the human women.
Right.
So that's what made them. We humans were actually even tall ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So when the sons of God actually made it with these humans, it made them even taller. Mm-hmm. So that's why. So they were like extreme, you know, it was very extreme. But the thing about it is that people don't pay attention to, and part of that Genesis is it says that even after the flood, those giants were still there.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's what he was hitting on. He was hitting on that they survived the flood and went on to do, you know, whatever he was talking about they were doing. But he was tying it in with CERN. And that's what I was saying about believing that these spirits, you know, spirits, they need a body to enter into. So I'm big on conspiracies. So I do believe that these entities are here, but I don't believe it's in the form that the movies and these people present it. So I think God is looking for one thing when it's going to come in the form of things that look like me and you.
Yes. Perfect. Going to look perfect.
You got to walk around looking like me and you right now. You got to pay attention.
Because you know,
everybody that's walking human ain't human.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
And they're right in front of our faces every day. We talk and walk and eat with them every day. We don't know that they are fine. They're alien. And they know what they are. They know who we are, but we don't know who they are.
Right.
And they can read our thoughts and everything. It's really weird, you know. And it even goes to the line where they can select who they want to breed with if we're compatible. And some of us are born with certain type of kids with abilities and paths, and you're like, wait a minute, where did this come from? You know, certain qualities in the bodies and everything. But and also along with the aliens that most aliens that we talk about today. Didn't come. Only ones that came from space were the Anunnakis and the Draconians, the lizard
people. I don't necessarily say that because.
Let me finish. But the other aliens are from the inner Earth, like the Nordics. There's another race of alien beings. They're the tall white with the blue eyes and white blonde hair. They live in the inner. They're the ones that kidnap Apple Bird. We was flying over the Antarctic, and he snatched his plane out of the sky, took him in, told him to tell us, this is when Hoover was in president, told him to tell us, stop dropping bombs. Because we had dropped it, we dropped Hiroshima, and we also dropped Fat Boy at that time, okay, which rang the earth three times. When Fat Boy was dropped, the earth rang three times like a bell. When they released Admiral back to society, and everything, he came back and told the people what he was. He got murdered. Oh, I'm sorry. He died. And then his son took his personal book, was going to publish it. He also died. So there are different types of aliens. When I say aliens, you know, a lot of times you talk about the aliens of intergalactic space. And then a lot of times the aliens that are already here. They were already here. The Anunnaki even said that they were beings here called the Igigis. There's a race of humans called the Igigis. They were already here. This, when they came here, they tried to get the Igigis to mine the earth, but the Igigis raised up against them. And that's when they decided to create a slave race, and they call it human. Everything. So they're already beings here when they came here. And when the earth was flooded, because I'm also thinking that that the Anunnaki are responsible for the wiping out the dinosaur with this big meteor. It hit the earth, wiped them all out, so they can come here. The dinosaurs would have been on the top of the food chain. They've been the top predators of the planet. Because can you imagine walking in the front door seeing the T-Rex?
I mean, but as you gotta think about it, I mean, these humans were big anyway.
Yeah, yeah. And there's some scribes where there's some right there in Nevada on the side of the caves where humans roamed with dinosaurs. There was paintings and carvings on the cave wall of humans walk with plesiosaurs, the vegetated ones with the really long necks, eating plants off trees, and walk with them. And I questioned that when I saw.
Well, according to some things that we have researched, they say we just survived, what, 5 extinctions, working on the 6th one?
Yeah.
So we've been around. We know the history. It's just why aren't we privy to it? Why do they keep us with this much information to be known?
Control. One word, control.
Right.
They want control. They want vision. They want the vision and control. Can you imagine what would happen if 7.9 billion people come together as one and think as one? Imagine what would happen. Even begin to imagine if 7.9 billion people get together and we just say we love it. And heartfelt that. Imagine
we did how that. Didn't like that.
Yeah, no, they didn't like that. They didn't like that. That's what this is about. Keep us divided. You know, keep us separated. Anything they can throw at us to keep us separated, that's what they want.
But that's what makes no sense to me. Like, think about it. We were what God wanted us to be, together, right? Working together and communing together, loving each other. What was missing? The fact that we weren't in need of God? Like, what was missing that made it be like, oh, okay, no, we just want to make the language confused so that they can be separated? You get what I'm saying? Like, there's something in history that is not told to us, because like I said, in our DNA, we know we exist because something outside of us exists. Whether we believe in God, call it God or whatever, because let's be honest, we as humans named it God, period. But we do know that we exist because something outside of us exists. So if we knew that, and that one deity felt like, okay, love is the most powerful thing that makes us, that is the highest energy that we can absolutely all together as one, make it like we are absolutely of what God is all together. What would make them be like, oh no, we just gonna separate this we just gonna cause this whole confusion? Like,
it's the balance of the universe, the yin and the yang, you know, the left and the right, the up and down. You got the good, you got the evil. It's a bonding contract. One cannot exist without the other.
Can I chime in real quick? I'm sorry. So
Come on, throw that.
I agree exactly with what you're saying. And what I was going to also add in is there's also truths and there's also lies.
Yes.
And I believe that all of this stuff is not happening for no reason. Like you're saying, Felicia, as well, like, it's some stuff going on out here that they don't want us to know. What is that? You know what I'm saying? There is a truth out here that
it's coming
again.
That's the thing. It is coming and it's getting
closer. We know that it's close.
And they are getting, they are trying to give us more and more distractions, famine, war, diseases. It, that truth is absolutely coming. And they are giving us too many distractions. Oh, but the Bible said this and that and this and that. Okay, yeah, that's what the Bible said. Fine.
Right.
But what are you trying to keep from me? Because we'd have been reading this Bible for years. We know that. You know what I'm saying? Backwards and forwards. We've seen this coming. So what is it that you're trying to hide? Because this is a distraction. As long as people say, oh my goodness, the Bible said it's going to be war, it's going to be famine, it's going to be this. That is, Jesus is like, okay, what are you hiding behind that? Because like I said, we've been knowing this part for years. We didn't read it too many times.
Well, I believe that they're hiding Jesus from the non-believers, you know, and they're creating all of these distractions so to prevent people from believing. Like I always like to say, I don't believe that the enemy would, you know, the devil, I don't think that he would try to taint a lie. You know, if it's already a lie, then it's good where it's at. But the truth, he's going to make that truth look so distorted, you know, as much as he can. You know right. how people view Christianity and Christians and, you know, the Bible. They can find so many flaws about it. The Bible is a mystery. And it's not a regular book. It's a spiritual book. And it's not even to be read like a regular book. You know how many times I tried to start and finish that Bible, and then the Spirit will tell me, you know, the Holy Spirit will be like, go to Matthew's. You know what I mean? Go to Revelations, you know.
Okay. You sound like you're very educated in the Bible. You're very educated. Some of it. So I'm going to ask you a question. Now I think consistent know where I'm going at. Okay. So when we talk about Satan, okay, the great all evil, the responsible for everything, my question from me to you is that what crime has Satan committed against man?
Wanting to be higher than God. And
that was his crime.
No, you missed the question.
We know he wants to be God. He wants to be higher than God. He wants to take over the throne of God so we can praise him as God. But what crime, what has Satan did to us? What crime? Can we say that 9/11 was caused by Satan? Can we say the sinking of the Titanic or any wars, the wars going on now, was caused by Satan?
Well, first, I do believe that Satan can't do anything without God's permission. He's like a puppet on a string.
Very good. Very good. So, right. Satan cannot do anything without God's permission. Mm-hmm. Correct? So, would you agree or disagree that all the evil and good in the world is done by one force, and we blame Satan for nothing?
I think it's a balance in that area, but I know that the scriptures do say that sin equals death. So I think a lot of things are also birthed from sin, you know.
So that would be, we can't blame Satan for that. We can blame God for that.
See, I think it's a bad thing.
Because we don't want to blame God for bad, right?
We don't want to blame
God. The Bible does ask, should we accept good from God? And in Job, it says, should we accept only good from God and not bad?
Right.
God can do whatever he wants. He's the potter and we're the clay. So who are we as humble humans? We have to humble ourselves and say, Lord, this is your world. And if you decide that you want an asteroid to come down and fall on us right now, who are we to say otherwise? And whatever we create, we have children that have come out of us, and it's our will to say what we want for our children.
Can they question it?
Not really. What can they really do?
Yeah, we got to do this more.
Is that a good answer for you, Elil?
It's a very good, intelligent answer. I love it. Because like I said, I come on here, I like to bring things to the table, and I don't like to walk away from the table with nothing, because that means I fail. I have faith. Mm-hmm. So when I bring things to the table, I like to walk away with something. So I'm not coming to the table to convince you of something or to say that I'm 100% right. Mm-hmm. I want to be wrong. I want somebody to say, you're wrong. This is this. And I'm like, oh, wow, look what I got. I came with this, now I got both these things. I go with it. And I feel like a winner every time, because I came here to spread knowledge and spread love, joy, everything, and also gain it as well. You're not the only people that I talk to. I talk to a lot of people. And if I walk away with a conversation with something more, I have something more to take to the next conversation. I mean, kind of the way what Jesus did, right?
Yeah, correct.
And I did want to throw in there, this scripture came to my head, something about, I don't know the scriptures front and back, because I'm still learning myself. But it's the scripture that basically is insinuating that, you know, a lot of us as humans, we are wise in our own eyes.
Right.
Yes. And sometimes it does say in the scriptures as well that God uses the things of lowly to fool the wise. So you have some people who are just so wise and they're so full of knowledge. They're so full of all of these books and studies that they've done that they can't see right here at the bottom what God is trying to say. And he said, look to the ants. Was it the ants that he referenced in, I could be wrong, but he said to look at the, was it the bees? It was either the bees or the ants that he had referenced. But basically saying that, you know, he uses things that are so small and people who are too wise, they just can't grasp it.
Can't see it. That's true. I mean, we talk about that a lot. Like we know, like I said, we know that there is something higher than us. That's why Enlil always referenced aliens and look at them of the intellectual beings and looking at us. Like we are just animals to them. But think about it. We do walk around over top of ants all the time. Well, we don't know what their intelligence are when it comes to us and what they think we are. So
they're highly intelligent. To that. Mm-hmm. Ants are very intelligent. Ants are very
But what I'm saying is comparing us to them, what do they think we are? Just like we're trying to figure out who and what God is or who and what aliens are. Look at how, the, you know what I'm saying, what they may be to us. And that's the conversation that we need to have.
Yeah, definitely. This is great. This is awesome. It's great to meet you too and everything. And we need more.
Oh yeah, I watched y'all lives a couple of times. I think you're using the
truck.
Do you drive trucks?
Yep, I drive trucks.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah. That's me driving trucks. We'll try to do it whereas I'm more home base and stable and everything and stuff. And I don't want anybody to witness me crashing off a mountain in my truck. You know, that'd be fun and exhilarating at the same time. You know, I'm going out like a hero. You know, like I'm out here.
You're so goofy. We want to thank you for joining us, Keila.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
We get more to join conversation and you come again. I'm sorry that we didn't have our special guest, but you made it worthwhile. So
okay, and I struggled to get on here. I was on the laptop, I was on the phone, I went to the computer.
But see how God worked. God knew.
Yes.
And so also the government worked opposite. You know, they shut us down.
Get to talking too much.
Yeah. Right. That always happens. Though.
Get that knock on the door. You know, like, hey. Next week, you're going to talk about rainbows and unicorns, okay?
Right. Thank you for joining us. We're going to kind of close out the show.
All right. Yeah, I'll be looking out for y'all again.
Yeah, all right, please.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Good night, y'all.
Good night.
See ya. All right,
Lise. No, I know. All right, we gotta close out the show.
Well, shoot. Hold on, where you at? I thought we were done. Can you still hear
me? You guys, thank you for joining us. Hopefully, we will be all technically together next week. Thank you, Miss Akila, for joining us. We appreciate you. This was a nice conversation. Me and Lil want to wish you all well this week. Lots of light and love and much pleasure. If there's anything that you guys want to talk to us about, please don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, share. And again, that is it. Good night.
All right, good night. I can log off now. We good?
Goodbye.